toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. Oops, Sam's not there yet. Let's try him again.
And Sam.
And Mark.
All right, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll keep taking your calls about whatever you want. We'll go to Scott in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Scott. Scott.
Hey, guys.
You're on
the
air.
How are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this is Scott from InjusticeEverywhere.com.
Oh, great.
I talked to you guys last week. We're the police misconduct tracking website.
Yes, sir.
The reason I was calling is because last week we published our first ever quarterly report with statistics on police misconduct. And as I tried to explain to you guys last time, we're the only organization in the country actually putting numbers on police misconduct because your federal government gave up that job in 2002.
Yeah. Nice.
They're
not my government.
What's that?
I said they're not my government, but just a minor point.
right. Okay. So anyway, right, we started tracking these numbers earlier this year, and the second quarter was the first full quarter that we collected numbers on. So we published our quarterly report. And I just wanted to share with you guys some of the numbers that we came up with because I thought
Please.
They were pretty revealing.
By all means.
Just to give you guys an idea of how we do this, we track stories using the internet to find stories of police misconduct, and then we store those stories in a database, and we use all those stories. So all these numbers are coming just from stories that were picked up by news media outlets.
Okay. So there could be more incidents we don't know, of course. The news media only picks up a fraction of these abuse stories.
Exactly right. And what we're going to compare them to is the Department of Justice reports on citizen crimes. So the Department of Justice tracks, you know, how the rate of which citizens will get accused of crimes,
mm-hmm.
And they publish a report every year. So we took the numbers that we got from one quarter, and we projected them out for a full year to do an apples-to-apples comparison of the rate of which citizens are accused of crimes and the rate of which police officers are accused of crimes.
Interesting.
And what we found out is that as far as violent crime goes, this is your battery, things like that, assault, one out of every 213 citizens will be accused of violent crime, and one out of every 254 police officers will be accused of violent crime. So the rate is actually higher slightly for police officers over your average everyday citizen. And to keep in mind, these are actual crimes. These are not.
Wait, that's not higher. It was one out of 213 for citizens, right?
Right.
So it's higher for the citizen.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry.
But considering the police are supposed to be paragons of virtue, there's not a real big discrepancy there.
Right. Okay. And like I said, these are actual crimes. These are not just like instances where a police gets rough with a guy and it's justified or something like that. That wouldn't be counted. These are actual misconduct charges.
Gotcha.
Okay. So for homicide, we found out that one out of every 17,857 citizens will be accused of homicide. So that's a citizen. For the police officers, it was one out of every 1,549 police officers will be accused of a murder, manslaughter, homicide, or a causing a fatality through an active assault or battery.
That's a pretty big difference there.
That is a pretty big difference there. And actually, we also compared the numbers of citizens, the numbers of police officers that were murdered with the number of murders that police officers commit. And again, these are not justified shootings where a police officer is defending themselves, but these are actual crimes or questionable homicides caused by police officers.
Okay.
And when we looked at the whole year, we found out that the last time we could find numbers was 2007. 164 police officers died. And of those, only 61
were... Wait. 164 police officers died or were murdered. Because
no, that's what I'm getting at here.
Okay.
165 police officers died in 2007, and of those, only 61 were actually ruled as homicides. So the other ones would be,
actually
the biggest cause of fatalities for the amount of police officers is police is car accidents.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be called included. So there were 61 actual ruled homicides. And if we take our numbers and spread them out for a whole year, we come up with 568 civilian fatalities at the hands of police officers. So
wow.
You hear all the time about these stories of police getting killed, and they have their giant ceremonies and everything
sure.
like that. But when a civilian gets killed, you don't really hear a lot about that.
Nope.
And certainly they don't get near the amount of money spent from the government to eulogize those people at all.
I remember there was a story recently with a train that was derailed, and it was an awful train accident, and they determined that there was a police officer amongst the dead, and just watching and or hearing about how his body was treated compared to the rest of the victims of that train accident was pretty amazing. I mean, they really rolled out the blue carpet for that guy, whereas everybody else was kind of shoveled off into who knows where.
I think I heard that same story, yeah.
So what else could you have to share with us tonight, Scott?
Well, the last quick comparison stat that we did was for sexual assault and sexually related crimes. And the number came out to one out of every 1,177 citizens were accused of a sexual crime versus one out of every 944 police officers accused of a sexual crime. So, again,
now, does sex crime, quick question, does the sex crime category for citizens also include things like peeing in public? I mean, that's how it is in a lot of places. If you get caught going pee behind a tree in a park or something like that, because you had to go, that's a sex crime. Does it include all that?
Well, you know, I'd actually have to go back and look at the Department of Justice numbers to see how they broke that out, because we're just taking a number right from the Department of Justice report, and I don't have it right in front of me.
They may not even break it down. They may just consider it a sex crime because the state considers it a sex crime, so I don't know how detailed they get there, but something to consider the next time you're taking a look at those numbers. Either way, interesting. Any comments, gents, for Scott?
Well, I want to know, what are the conviction comparisons?
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference because, as we know, every step of the way, police are given a huge benefit of the doubt for their convictions. Either the prosecutor decides not to prosecute them, or we have jury bias where juries will let off police officers just because they're police officers.
Sure.
We don't actually count those numbers for that reason.
Well, and they must be good guys. They're wearing a badge and a uniform. They must be good guys.
Well, the thing is, the Department of Justice, when they issue their report, they don't track convictions either. They only track the accusations.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do an apples-to-apples comparison, we're just counting the accusations just like the Department of Justice does.
One of the local activists pointed me to a report, and I don't remember the name of it offhand, that showed prosecutions at the federal level against police officers who are acting under color of their authority, meaning they're using their badge and their gun to tell you to do something that is
illegal,
not a lawful order. And the number of cases that were actually prosecuted by the federal prosecutor, zero.
Figures. Hey, Scott, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And Justice Everywhere is his website, .com. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The cops, they know they can get away with murder. They know it. And in many cases, they do. In fact, they almost always get away with killing dogs. I know, Mark, you've got a story about that. Another cop killing another dog, another lovable family pet. We'll get to that here in a bit. We're going to take your calls about what you want. If you want to dial in toll-free, you can do so at 800-259-9231. Also, if we get a chance, quick story out of Massachusetts. Mass civil disobedience is going on down there. It's not organized in any way, shape, or form, but it is definitely happening on a widespread basis, and it's pretty exciting. And I think it bodes well for the future. 800-259-9231. We will explain more as the hour goes on, and we'll take your calls about anything. SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 to debt.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include live streams. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam when it's working. Tonight, the camera decided to completely blow up, almost. I mean, it may have been messy. We opened it up. The battery was really huge. The battery had become pregnant looking.
Yeah.
And
not good.
Not a good sign. We put a new battery in. Still didn't work. So something's something is dead about our webcam. We will get it replaced when we get a chance. So, but in the meantime, you can enjoy the live streams, and the webcam still has audio, so you can enjoy that too at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of video, you can go check out thinktwicenews.com. They've got videos about guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, Pork Fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about liberty, and of course there's the puppet from outer space. It's thinktwicenews.com.
800-259-9231. Right back to your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll go to CJ calling from Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. CJ.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, CJ?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address that you guys were talking about how the majority about the protest for the ladies.
Yes, what about the majority as far as people not wanting to see toplessness, because that's what the protest idea is, women, maybe 5-10 women going topless in a public place?
Yeah, well, I got the Murray Rothbard book, I believe it was For a New Liberty.
Okay.
Off Mises.org, it was free then, I don't know if it still is, but anyway, there was a quote, I'm paraphrasing, but I think it said something about, there is nothing sacrosanct about the majority, and lynch mob is the majority in its own domain.
Well said. Yeah, I mean, majorities have been wrong time and time again in the past. I mean, a majority of people thought that the world was flat at one point, and thank goodness
exactly.
Somebody went around yelling that he thought differently.
Yeah, I think there's some validity to the sort of majority thing. If you're looking at civil disobedience, I think that there is some civil disobedience that's going to have a better effect on a larger group of people than other civil disobedience. Would you agree, Ian?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would agree, but I don't think you can always tell up front that this one's going to work and this one's really, that one's a bad idea.
I don't think you can always tell, but I think you can have a generally good idea. And my experience is that from the idea of a women's topless protest, it's been done before. It's not like this is new ground being covered by the liberty activists here in New Hampshire. And so the reaction
hasn't been done by liberty activists because the other ones are worried this is going to rub off on them.
What difference does it make?
Well, they're very concerned. They want to convince these ladies to not do so they don't have to explain themselves.
Are the ladies going to carry Free State Project banners?
Well, no, but you know that they'll be accused of being Free Staters.
Some of them will be, some of them won't be.
Well, they all might be accused of it because they all probably will be Free Staters. So, I mean, so the politicos and apparently some of the anarchists out there are going to be very upset at having to explain to somebody who might be offended that brings it up to them.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know how you're going to approach that. The fact is it's been done all over the world. It's nothing unusual. Many places in the world, it's fine. I just don't get it.
Any other thoughts, CJ?
Yeah, I was my main point for calling was I was listening to the podcast for Saturday's edition.
Mm-hmm.
Mark was talking about how people like the truthers make the other people who sort of like see that the few are ruling the many. It makes them just sort of look ridiculous. And I think it really is counterproductive because, like, everyone who believes in conspiracy of some form or another tends to all be lumped together. So if I'm talking to a friend about how they're going for it's basically a mad dash for, you know, more power, then I'm lumped in and they're like, oh, yeah, you're probably the same kind of group that believes that the weather is being controlled, that kind of thing.
And it's an understandable jump in conclusions. It's probably inaccurate in a lot of cases, but a lot of conspiracy theory people are really into whatever conspiracy theory of the moment happens to be. So it's understandable. And so I agree with you. Any other thoughts, CJ?
You were talking about how people aren't going to like that protest. It's just people, they don't want to catch that thing that you all have, the free mind. So, if you just be considerate and wash your hands after you touch a doorknob. I want to spread that.
All tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line across the pond to the UK. Ziggy is on the line. Hey, Ziggy.
I got an irony for you.
Yes, sir.
My dressmaker, a woman who makes dresses, is a naturist.
Is it naturist? Okay.
Okay, she's
a nudist.
Yes.
Yeah. But she wouldn't support your protest. She was very sniffy about the Naked Rambler and his exploits.
Now, who is the Naked Rambler?
He's a guy who walks around the length of Britain naked. You've reported on him before on his show.
He kept getting put back in jail because he would refuse. They would let him out. He would be naked again, and then they'd put him right back into jail.
Yeah, anyways, I have a. She kind of thinks that people should only be naked in certain approved spots.
I see.
I don't. I feel that if a person wants to walk naked down the street, that's their business. I don't really care.
Well, should we also have like free speech zones where free speech is only allowed in certain zones of the city?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Anyway, the only time I wouldn't want to stand behind a naked person is if they fart, because they're not wearing trousers and you'd get the full guff.
I don't know if it'll be that big. I don't know how close you'll be standing.
I have a suggestion which might sound trivial, but actually it has a serious point. You should get a shemale involved in this protest.
What do you mean? That's an idea.
Now, let me explain why. Most shemales are biologically male, but they've had breast implants. Therefore, they are men. And if men are allowed to walk around topless, shouldn't a person with breast implants, who's biologically male, be allowed to walk around
topless? I love it, Ziggy. The next time I see one of them, I'll invite them along. I don't see them in Keene, New Hampshire very often, but I think it's a brilliant plan. And, boy, you want to talk about really upping the ante on that protest and really upsetting some of these people that are already angry? Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the reaction to bringing a shemale out and even into public and associating with them? My God, they're associating with shemales and transvestites. This is going to ruin the liberty movement.
I would like to point out that
there's a man in a dress over there.
We've gone from being topless to being naked in public, and to me, that's not an equality issue. That's the one issue. We were talking about equality here. I believe that men should have the right to walk around. Men have currently the legal right to walk around topless, so therefore, women should have that same legal right. I think we're going into a whole new arena here when we're talking bottomless.
Well, one quick question: is breastfeeding in public allowed in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
I can't imagine that it would be a problem, just knowing what the atmosphere is like here.
Probably.
Well, it's legal here.
Say what, Zig?
It's legal here.
Excellent. Thank you, Ziggy, for the call tonight. Great points. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Your thoughts on a topless protest idea? Is it going to be the end of the Liberty Movement? Will it alienate so many people that Liberty will never have a chance in New Hampshire?
We're going to have to go to Shanghai to get some ladyboys this weekend.
More on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory redirect at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com features including updates. We will keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Off and on, we've been talking about this topless protest idea that is apparently going to drive yet another wedge in between two groups in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire.
Some on one side and some on the other. I mean, I don't see how I don't see it driving a wedge in between these groups.
But. Oh, man, I don't even think that the regular politicos have even caught wind of this yet, Mark. I mean, it's only really been discussed on the Freekeen forum, and, of course, the Freekeen.com tends to attract more of the folks that are involved in civil disobedience are interested in that kind of thing. So most of the politicos that are hanging out on the New Hampshire Liberty Forum probably don't even know this is being planned. I imagine we're only experiencing a small percentage right now of whatever the future outrage
the first wave
might be.
Of backlash. Yep.
Now, what I'd like to suggest before we continue with the calls here is I think that there are some people here in Keene who are a part of our group who oppose this protest, who've got a great idea that is far more constructive and far more effective, in my opinion, than all of this hand-wringing on the internet forums. Yadra is, I believe he considers himself a Christian. We've had him on the show briefly in the past. He's a really nice young man, and he's a relatively new mover to the Keene area. Well, he came up with the idea immediately without any complaining. His initial response was, well, I disagree with this, and here's what I'm going to do. Instead of getting on the forum and bitching, he's going to do a counter-protest. And what his counter-protest is going to focus on is how that in a world with just private property, This may or may not be likely. In a world with private property, this kind of behavior, whether it's going naked or going topless or, you know, a public sex act, you know, whatever anything, however crazy it might go off into the future, if it was private property, the private property owner could say, nobody can be topless on my property. Not men, not women, nobody. They could set those rules if they wanted to. But the fact that there is public property means this is a tragedy of the commons. If mom doesn't like the fact that her 8-year-old son can see a pair of breasts as she's driving around, she shouldn't blame the person with the breasts, though she will. She should blame the fact that it's public property in the first place. And if it's public property, that means that it should be able to be used for those sorts of activities. So I think that that's a constructive way to have a counter protest and to get your viewpoint out, your opposing view, without just trying to badger the people that are going to actually go through with the protest. What do you guys think of that?
I think that's a fantastic idea, especially if he's following, you know, right behind the march or whatever it turns out to be.
Yeah, it sounds like he's going to be in the close vicinity.
How is he going to do this protest against public property or whatever?
Probably with a sign or something like that. I don't know. I'm sure he'll have like a flyer or a sign, and then anybody that comes up to talk to him, he'll explain himself.
Yeah, so the people are going to see this, they're going to be outraged, and then they're going to be followed up with, you know, the libertarian principle behind this that says, hey, if all of the property was private in the first place, this wouldn't be an issue. This is an unintended consequence of government.
Now, we are going to have to make that very clear to people because they're not going to get it right up front, just like they didn't get it with the outlaw gardener when Jesse, one of the activists here, decided to bring out a hoe into a public piece of land and start hoeing and put some seeds, or try to get to the seeds, but he never got that far. The people didn't really get it necessarily that this was about the tragedy of the commons and why, you know, this was wrong for them to arrest him. So it's going to take some explanation, but that's okay. That's all right. We want people to talk. We want people to ask questions. We want the explanations to be given so people can start to come around to the understanding of what's happening.
Well, I think that the public property thing is going to be very difficult to get that message across. However, the equality between men and women should be a relatively easy thing to get a message to get across.
And that's what the ladies will be promoting. And those of us who will be along with them, the men who will be also topless at the same time. That will be certainly our message, but it'll be up to Yadra and anybody else that joins him in his counter-protest to effectively communicate those ideas. That's constructive. That's a way to get out there and to show people that, hey, we're free staters too, and we think da-da-da-da-da. I like it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and how's it going, guys?
And Sam, what's up?
Yep. Hey, I just wanted to comment on this entire topless protest that you guys were talking about for the last 20 minutes or so.
Sure.
And I just want to let you guys know that I'm all in favor of women showing their breasts in public for any reason at any time, at any point in the day. And, you know, the thing is that I think the big reason why a lot of men have a very big issue with this is because there's this deeply puritanical root in our society, this Christian ideology that the women should be covered up, mm-hmm. that they are property of men, but there's this biblical nonsensical idea that, you know, women are, you know, not to speak, not to show off their beauty. I mean, we don't mind showing naked stone statues in museums when sure. kids are going on field trips and they see naked statues.
Right.
But the second they see an actual naked woman, oh, my God, everybody turn their head.
The children. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I remember going to those museums as a kid and seeing all kinds of breasts in those paintings.
And being very interested in them.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting about this is that it's all about prudery and vanity. You know, that's the whole point of it all. People are vain, Ian. That's the bottom line. You know, we've got so many vain people in our society that they really have this arrogant idea that, well, women are property. They can't.
In the marriage ceremony, in a lot of marriages, they still have that attitude of you will obey the man. That I don't remember what the exact phrase is. I don't know if it was in your marriage, Mark. You might have expurgated it from your marriage.
I always fool my wife about it. She's I told her that she loved vowed to love, honor, and obey. And however, that was actually removed from the vows.
Right, but there are still some people that go through with that, and it's very disturbing to me.
Todd, I don't know if the people are actually vain, but I think that this is just what...
Well, I believe we are.
I think it's what society has brought people up to believe, and like most things that have to do with the government giving them information, they've just never taken the time to think about it for themselves and come to their own conclusion.
Any other thoughts tonight, Todd?
Be that as it may, I think when you get right down to it, this is a freedom of speech issue for women across the board, no matter where they are. And my final thought is, if anything, and this is for Julia, if it's legal to show off your breasts, I would say go and show your breasts, even if it means getting caught by the cops and thrown into prison or something.
What if it means still, a sex offense?
The point is women should be allowed to show off their bodies just as men do in public. And I say, let it be. I'm all for nudity
go
in public, even
yeah.
if you're a nudist.
Thank you for that. I appreciate the call tonight. I know there has been some discussion only by one of the activists. I won't name names, but one activist is considering doing a full nude protest at some point. And, I support that, too. It's public property. If somebody wants to walk around naked, that's their business. 800-259-9231. I hope it goes forward. I know that some of the ladies are concerned that they're just now kind of starting to look into the legal ramifications of this. And I thought that the... it's not lewd and lascivious. Indecent exposure, I think, is the charge that it might be. And I think it's a misdemeanor. I'm not positive on that. I'll have to look a little closer. But some of the ladies are concerned that it's going to mean that they're going to have to register as a sex offender, which is a very real, I think, realistic concern. But on the other hand, some of them are saying they're willing to do whatever it takes, that they're willing to go through with this.
Maybe we can ask the police and find out beforehand what they would charge.
It's a possibility. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Either way, things continue to get more interesting as more people show up here in New Hampshire and begin getting active. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, if you like the show, you might want to help support us by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Consider it. It's only $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can get some perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up to learn more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your calls. We go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Hello. Hello. Dave.
Hey.
How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what you guys was just talking about in a roundabout way. The government figures out you empower, you control woman, you control man. It's one of the oldest stories ever written down, like this Babylonian story about a half man, half bull. Warrior, do they send a woman to him, mellow him out? That's why, like, the temperance movement was all supported by big, rich people and got the woman to vote.
Yeah.
Because they knew. If you ever seen that History Channel, the X versus Y, they show about, like, what happened in the West. You had all these wild towns. As soon as the woman started showing up, they realized to calm the men down, they can make laws and all of this stuff. So if you empower the woman to a certain point and then control them, you control men. And that's how they kind of keep us down, you know. Like,
yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's not necessarily true both ways. I think it's true both ways to some extent, in that there are activists here who would like to engage in civil disobedience, but they have a significant other that would make life much more difficult for them.
Oh, yeah, they bought a house. They just got a house.
But I think it works both ways.
The whole system is geared to that, you know, like to keep you down in, like,
sure.
Chained, invisible chains is what I call them, and the biggest link is woman, you know, because we love them so much. And
sure,
but then that's why, you know, the one lady took over the cannon, you know, she has, you know, the woman has a point to step up to the plate and tell a man. man, it's okay to jump up and down and scream.
I have no idea what you're talking about at this point, Dave. Well, you lost me completely.
No, the lady with the cannon, it was during this Revolutionary War. I forget her name. Oh, Betty Hackett. Betty.
Yeah, just, her husband went out, and I guess he got hurt or something, so she took over.
Blown up, yeah, and she took over the cannon and started firing, you know.
But she didn't have a gal.
Yeah, she might not have felt like she had much left to live for at that point. Her husband was killed, and maybe she really cared that much about him. So.
Well, yeah, and freedom, what he was standing for, you know. But I think we got to watch how you empower the woman, because that's how the man is controlled, you know.
Interesting observations. I'm not sure.
Well, it's one of the oldest stories ever written. I think it's Gilgamesh. Is that the name?
Well, you know what? I think men allow themselves that. You know, if you're saying that women control men, it's only because men have decided to make that their choice. In that they value sex so highly that they're willing to basically do whatever is demanded of them. Not all men are that way, but I think that's if they're being controlled, it's fully their choice, right? Do you agree with that, Dave?
Well, you have Mother Nature to contend with. You don't fool Mother Nature, you know. Like, and that's thinking with the wrong head. That's where morality comes in, and spirituality, and love, and respect for the act, because it brings forth life. And old chieftains knew that if the tribe got too big, it's hard to control the tribe. So they made rules about how to populate, you know, how to populate, and all kind of ceremonies about controlling that desire.
You know, Dave, I think that men, just because of the way they're brought up in society, they respond a little more with maybe anger or aggression, or a little more outspoken, or possibly get upset at things when they don't go as planned, whereas women are a little more calm, a little more collected, and let's think things through. And you
but there comes a time where you have to stand up, and like I think now, you know, our constitution is to the wind. You know, they all talk about being constitution and stick.
I agree with you, Dave, that there is a time that people need to stand up, but I think that there's something to be said for that tempering voice. And I have to say that, you know, I appreciate that that Julia has talked some sense into me in a couple of occasions.
Oh yeah,
I'm
yeah,
pretty sure
course.
I'd be in
well,
jail
it,
right
that's
now.
That's the whole. The wholeness of the oneness when you become one, you know, you need both sides.
Of the relationship.
Right, and I think it's getting to the point where that breaking point is coming in. Now we're seeing the ladies begin to
organize
their own disobedience.
Right, they're waking up finally.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you. That's where we're at right now, where the ladies are saying, all right, it's time for us to step up here, because so far the only real female disobedient has been Lauren Canario, and she's been kind of going it alone, and she's been heroic, and and I think she's passing, you know,
Kat
the torch to the
task. Some,
that's true.
Some,
did it.
You know, non-compliance, but...
But it's been all single. It's been single, one lady doing something, and it's been very powerful, because they're so small and you know, fragile. When these cops come and are mean to them, then it's much more powerful that way. And I think that when you get a group of ladies together that are going to do something, whatever it is, I don't care if it's going topless or smoking marijuana in public or whatever the issue, it's going to be very difficult for them to be very nasty to these ladies. It's just going to have to treat them differently.
Scouring the internet for the reference that he was talking about with the woman who took over the
cannon lady.
Cannon. I did get it finally from Lloyd, one of my geniuses out there that helps me. Molly Pitcher was a nickname given to a woman who may have fought during the American Revolutionary War. Historians differ on the real identity of Molly Pitcher, or even if she existed. Since the various Molly Pitcher tales grew in the telling, historians now often regard Molly Pitcher as folklore rather than history. However, Molly Pitcher may have be a composite image inspired by the actions of a number of real women. The name itself may have originated as a nickname given to women who carried water to men on the battlefield during the war. This water was not for drinking, it was popular belief, but for swabbing the cannons. And this woman is supposedly the wife of William Hayes, perhaps. I don't know. The idea is that she took over the cannon at the Battle of Monmouth.
Okay, let's go to Chris in India. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
There are actually two things. I am really new to the I mean, like, sure or not sure, really, but the demonstration which ladies are going to do, but I have no comments about that right now.
You have no comment about the topless protest. Okay, what do you want to talk about?
There is, I mean, like, I did listen to a recording of interview by Jeff Nabel calling to your show.
This is the gentleman who had, he is in India, as you are, and he tore up his passport and made a public proclamation about how he is no longer desires to be a U.S. citizen and made a big deal out of it and was not arrested. It was a very interesting situation, and yes, we did have Jeff on. Your thoughts?
Yes, I mean, he mentioned that the cops did not arrest him. In a sense, they did not put him into jail. There were comments which I'm not sure whether it was mentioned in the call he made, or maybe I might have read his speech.
It's getting a little bit hard to understand. It's difficult. I'm sure there's a language barrier here, and the phone is a little muffled. What were you saying? Can you try that one more time?
There were comments made by the cops there, which saying that Bharat Mata will take care of you. And he said, he's allowed. He was allowed to say.
Right. They didn't arrest him, and they told him that he was a free man in India, and if he needed anything, to give him a call.
Yes. At the time, they did address something called they used term like Bharat Mata. It's a statist ideology, so which comes from the freedom fight when British ruled India. So, unfortunately, what happened was they removed the Brit rule and replaced with Indian rule.
So, what are you saying that the Indian government has almost carved out a special status for people who wish to follow this route?
I'm sorry?
Has the Indian government carved out kind of a special status for people who wish to renounce citizenship or follow Gandhi's path?
No, I was basically trying to say that the origination of the reaction of the cops who said that, okay, Bharat Mata will take care of you. See, they have the sentiment which originated from freedom fighters.
I'm sorry, I can't understand it. We're out of time anyway. I appreciate the call and the attempt. We did our best. 800-259-9231 would have been the number. We're out of time, so I don't know why I gave it to you. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark.
And we will return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.